Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is the scripture lesson which was just read. In our text for today, Jesus comforts his disciples with these encouraging words: "Your sorrow will turn into joy." The context of this passage takes place before Christ's death and resurrection. Jesus is speaking to his disciples on the night when he was betrayed, just hours before his arrest by the Jewish authorities. However, at this point in time, the disciples were unaware of what was about to take place. Not only did they fail to realize that Jesus was going to suffer and die, they also did not comprehend that Christ would be raised from the dead on the third day. Therefore, as Jesus spoke these words of comfort, they were unable to fully understand what he meant. They did not know what kind of sorrow and joy he was talking about. They could not imagine the traumatic experiences that Jesus was about to face. However, after Jesus died on the cross and rose again on the third day, then the disciples knew what Jesus was talking about. They knew the sorrow and the joy that he was referring to. There are many things in our earthly lives that follow this same pattern of sorrow being replaced by great joy. In fact, Jesus makes reference to one of these in our text for this morning. Jesus explains how a woman who experiences the great pains of childbirth is able to overlook that suffering after the baby is born. The joy of holding that newborn infant causes the mother to forget about the anguish of going through all those labor pains after the child is born. The mother's sorrow turns to joy when the child arrives. And in a certain sense, the life of a seminary student follows a very similar pattern. Students sometimes go through much grief and anguish as they anticipate where they might be sent in order to serve in the kingdom of Christ. After many years of studying for a church vocation, those last few weeks and days of waiting to receive that first call or that vicarage assignment or that deaconess internship assignment, that wait can be a very agonizing experience. It seems as if your whole life will be transformed by the events of that one single day. Last week, many of you received such an assignment or call or an internship assignment. And for those who received these calls and assignments, your agonizing grief has finally come to an end. Your sorrow has been turned into joy now that you know where you'll be serving within the church. But yet for others, the exact opposite is true. For some students, their joy has been turned into sorrow. For there were a number of students who did not receive an assignment or a call. And for these particular students, that anxious wait has been extended for a longer period of time. Their joy has been replaced by a period of sorrow. However, this is the mystery of life. We don't really know what will happen to us in the future. We don't know what types of experiences we may face tomorrow. And this is also the reality of being in the ministry within the church. Both joy and sorrow are part of the job. No matter where you are sent, you will have to face unanticipated situations of agonizing grief, as well as moments of great joy. No matter what congregation you may serve, there will be sorrows as well as joys in the days to come. For we all live here in a world where sin and death are ever present, and these forces are actively operating in the lives of everyday people. Even among the people of God within the church, both sorrow and joy abound, and you will share in these emotions, not only in your own personal life, but especially in the lives of those you are called to serve. And in a sense, we're all just like the disciples in our text for today. Like those apostles, we really don't know what the future will bring. No one in this chapel this morning fully understands either the sorrows or the joys that will be experienced over the next 12 months. whether we're going out on a call or assignment, or whether we have to remain here at the seminary for another year of work and study. We see in our text that the disciples were mystified by what Jesus was trying to tell them as he spoke about the future. In fact, the four Gospels make it very clear that Jesus tried to forewarn his disciples what was about to take place. He told them ahead of time he was going to Jerusalem and he would be betrayed, condemned to death, but that he would rise again on the third day. And all of them heard these warnings on several occasions before that first Holy Week ever began. But yet when it came time for these events to take place, the disciples were absolutely terrified. They ran away when Jesus was arrested and betrayed. And then again 3 days later, they were so stubborn of heart to believe and so slow to accept the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead on that first Easter morn. In spite of being told all these things in advance, the disciples did not fully understand what Jesus meant by his words until after they went through these experiences for themselves. And likewise with those going out on a call or an assignment in the near future, your classroom instruction can only teach you and forewarn you of what you may face in the future. But until you go out there and experience it for yourself, the joys and the sorrows of parish ministry are not fully and completely understood. There is only so much you can do in the classroom to prepare yourself for service in the church. There comes a time when you simply have to go out there and face those experiences for yourself, both the joys and the sorrows that are sure to come. But as we see in the lives of the apostles, the joy of the resurrection far surpasses the sorrow and anguish of the cross. The disciples quickly lost those fears and doubts when they saw their living Lord in the flesh. For Christ's resurrection from the dead is that living and convincing proof that Jesus is the Son of God who has conquered both sin and death, not only for our lives, but for the lives of all who live here in this world. Because Jesus lives, we too shall live. And even though we ultimately must walk through that valley of the shadow of death, the resurrection of Christ reveals to us that we have an eternal hope. Hope even in the midst of the darkest and saddest moments of our lives. For we now have that joy of knowing that we do not follow some dead prophet. We do not worship some moral teacher who was tragically martyred for his personal beliefs. Instead, we follow the living and all-powerful Lord of heaven and earth. We believe in and we serve the Son of God in the person of the risen Jesus Christ, and he now lives and reigns to all eternity. And even though he has ascended to the right hand of the Father, he dwells there in heavenly glory. And there he is always with us through faith, and he continues to uplift our sinful hearts and to remove our doubts through his holy word and sacraments. None of us here today knows what the future will bring, whether we're going out to serve a parish or whether we remain here at the seminary for another year. But we know there will be moments of joy and sorrow that will come our way. And thanks be to God, through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, those sorrows are turned into joy. Those grief and moments of anguish find peace in God's grace and mercy through the merits of our risen and ascended Lord. Let us go forth confidently to face the future, trusting in God's word and clinging to our baptism so that we rejoice in the salvation that Christ has already won for us on the cross. For in Christ we have a living Lord, one who is always with us by faith, one who always hears our prayers in both times of joy and in times of sorrow. For through his resurrection, he will turn our sorrows into heavenly joy. In the name of Jesus, amen.